Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. As we grow our businesses, one of the things we think about is building an income empire, building a digital empire. We like to include the word empire in there to get the idea of how big our businesses are going to become. But if you're thinking about building one kind of business empire, it better be an online passive income empire, because with online, you're able to work anywhere, and passive income is something where you're making money as you sleep, which is one of the big attractions to having a business, one of the big attractions to just being in the online space, that ability to make passive income. So we're going to talk about that in this episode. So today's guest, well, she is a creative online entrepreneur, international best-selling author, motivational expert, and well-sought-after lifestyle design mentor who is driven by a purpose to help people unleash their full potential and turn it into a digital business they love. She currently runs 2 successful companies from her laptop, writes books for her younger self, mentors other online entrepreneurs, and is fully committed to growing her new brand and blog, lifestyledesignsuccess.com. To help you create a meaningful business and life. Today's guest for episode 251 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Marta Magdalena. Marta, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, I'm very happy to be here, Mark, and you've just done an amazing intro as well. And I have to admit that it's really amazing what you've created at such a young age, because you're only 20. So it's really scary to think where you will be at, at age of 30 something with your own empire. So I'm definitely very, very excited to be here. Great intro. I certainly agree that an online business gives you more freedom. I don't think that everything is passive. So right now I use the term semi-passive income or leveraged income, because I always make it clear that you have to work hard and that you will never stop working. But, you know, then you add in working smart as well. And at the end of the day, you want to be doing something that you enjoy. So very happy to be here and hopefully add some value to your listeners as well.
Marta, I'm really happy to have you on the show. And I agree that, like, you do have to, like, continue to work hard. Like, passive income is, like, something that, yes, yeah, you do make it in your sleep. But when you're awake, you're in the zone, you're working. And that's how you're also able to build your income as well. So I like the idea of semi-passive income. That's also something to think about, that whole theme of working smart. And I know we're going to go into building that business empire in this episode, but I'd like to just get a little background first. So can you talk with us about why you decided to commit yourself to lifestyle design and the whole beginning for lifestyledesignsuccess.com?
So I will actually give you a little bit of a backstory of where I'm coming from, because I think it will be of more value to your listeners as well. So I will go way, way before it even occurred to me to start lifestyledesignsuccess.com. So my journey actually started when I was 14, back in Poland, where I'm from. And I've always been like this, you know, introvert kid, reading books, very, very shy as well. And when I was 14, I got this passion, actually created this passion, because I think that we create passions by taking action. So I created this passion for foreign languages. And I started teaching myself English. And my motivation was that I was going to travel to London with my parents, because my dad had a friend, so I wanted to learn how to communicate with people. So I got really, really obsessed with reading books, you know, to teach myself English, so foreign languages, and also listening to tapes. Yes, tapes. I'm really that old to improve pronunciation and things like that. And why do I talk about it? Because it was this first experience that taught me how to be consistent and how to have the right mindset for achieving goals and for success. At that time, I had no idea about, you know, self-development or Tony Robbins or things like that. So I was just, you know, teaching myself, and I had this goal, and I wasn't doing what everyone else around me was doing. So other people at school, they were just doing the basics. They were just doing 2 hours of English as a foreign language in school. This is what it used to be like, you know, back then in Poland. That was in the 90s. However, I was like, I really wanted to go the extra mile. And of course, it was a positive experience. I was able to communicate with people. I felt very fulfilled. And from then on, as a teenager, I was studying languages. I also studied German. Then I moved to the UK when I was like 21, which was, again, another experience, because I only had £50 in my pocket. And I really had to make it work. And at that time, there was no laptop lifestyle. I didn't even have a laptop. Actually, recently, I did a video talking about it on my YouTube channel, you know, just to inspire young people, because right now people have so many opportunities and they just get lazy or they complain. So this is where I'm coming from. And then eventually I moved to Spain. Because while in the UK, I really enjoyed, you know, Brighton. It was this international vibe. And I was working in pubs. Then I got another job, which was more like a proper job, 9 to 5. However, I never enjoyed that environment of working in an office and only like waiting for Friday. And just, again, this mindset of doing what everyone else was doing. So I was always looking for side hustles. And the only thing I knew was to, you know, creative stuff. Like I was really good at putting hair extensions and dreadlocks. I was doing that and some jewelry, you know, some like side income stuff without even knowing about the laptop lifestyle. That was probably like 2004. So at that time, there were people who were already into an online business. But again, I wasn't even computer literate. I didn't even have a laptop back then. But I was already trying to design my own life, because I love my country. I wanted to embrace new cultures, new languages. So what's happening right now, you know, people sometimes message me and they are in the mindset that first, they need to create an online business, then they will quit the job and then they will travel. But I think that sometimes you can do things the other way around, and new situations will inspire you, will motivate you, because when you change your environment, you move to a new city or a new country, you learn a new language, it really opens your mind. So from the UK, I moved to Spain. Then I also lived in Italy for a while. Then I moved back to Spain. Then I met my boyfriend, Jordi, and he was very, very supportive for me as well during my journey. And during my time in Spain, I was doing jobs like working in a call center, earning very little money. So again, I was feeling very frustrated, because on one hand, I was living in a really nice location, but I couldn't really enjoy it. I had to commute long hours. So things of that nature. And at that time, I was also working a bit as an English teacher for children, because, you know, with my non-native level, I could never qualify as, you know, like a proper teacher going to, I know, companies or doing business English. And it was very frustrating. I was making very little money. I wasn't really treated well as a teacher. So I was always looking for something else. And eventually I decided, it was a few years ago, and that was when I was making some changes in my health. I decided to study health and wellness and massage therapy and get into that space and be able to help other people improve, you know, their own well-being and health. I was feeling very burned out from working long hours in an office and commuting and then doing all my side hustles, which I had really, really lots of. As I mentioned in Lifestyle Business Playbook, I could even write a book about my unsuccessful side hustles and what didn't work and what not to do. So I tried, you know, things like translation, some online hustles as well, but more like freelance, where I was doing lots of work, not making lots of money, and again, trading time for money in a not very smart or strategic way. I had no idea about business marketing, but I just had this feeling that there must be something better out there, and that when you take action, when you meet people, you get some inspiration, you surround yourself with people, you know, who are entrepreneurs, who are self-employed, who do something that they like, that eventually you will find it. So this is what I was doing. So I quit my job in a call center. It was actually at the same time I was studying massage and nutrition, and I was trying to get some clients on site. And it was when I started learning a bit more about marketing and business. And at that time I was doing very direct response way, I would say. So I just had business cards, and I would go to workshops about nutrition, wellness, and I would just ask women directly whether they would be interested in my service, which I had. I was offering all kinds of massages, like Ayurvedic, you know, some nutrition consulting, and it was fine. It was working, but there was no leverage, because again, you can only take so many clients a month. And another thing that I didn't really know back then, because I wasn't really confident in terms of business and marketing, I wasn't really asking people for enough money. So during the time, I got involved in self-development, mostly because I knew I had to improve my confidence as well. So watching YouTube videos and podcasts, and I started listening to Pat Flynn actually, and he was talking about this passive income. So from there, I began studying and investigating, and eventually I decided that I could do self-publishing, and I could use all the materials that I had for my clients. So I had, you know, different nutritional guides, and I could just use them as a foundation to create a better portfolio and use it for self-publishing. So that was a pretty long journey with lots of learning curves as well. And I had to break my fear of computers that I've always had. Then I was really, really lucky. I discovered people like Steve Scott, or Derek Depker. So I was learning a lot from them, you know, in terms of copywriting and creating book titles and things of that nature. Then I started my first blog, which was in health and wellness. So it's still there. So my, you know, first brand, my first company, Holistic Wellness Project. Actually, right now I'm working on a product for that brand. So like a high quality product for that audience related to alkaline diet and health and wellness. And it was actually last year that I realized I needed to put myself out there and get new skills in terms of, you know, media and video, and overcome my fears, because although I was doing very well in terms of my business, all I was doing was, you know, written word and self-publishing, email marketing, blogging. So I was just hiding, and I became very, very introvert, which is my nature anyway. So with Lifestyle Design Success, my first goal was to just put myself on a video and just start doing something new. And it was a great experience for me as well, because it's something I was doing on site, and it allowed me to connect with people, to meet people, and also, you know, to even to help people with my first business and a brand. So eventually everything kind of connected. And right now I just can't see myself doing anything else. And what I also enjoy doing right now is to share everything in a way, like even things that I believe people shouldn't be doing. So when I say I like to write books on my younger self, I just, you know, through those books, I like to mentor people to tell them what to avoid and what kind of mindset and strategy can be very hurting and detrimental for their business and life. And yeah.
Marta, thank you for giving us that backstory. Steve
that
Scott.
That was pretty long.
Like Steve Scott, you mentioned him. He's really big in self-publishing. He's actually one of the guests on Breakthrough Success, a big inspiration for me. So we will include the link to his episode in the show notes. And one of the things that, like, I mean, it's not like Marta just started designing her life like with the income as the focus. Like, she designed it at a very young age, at 14, as she mentioned. So it's something that you could do little by little. It's something that you may have already been, you've started doing already. But how can we reach the point where we are designing our lives for in such a way where enjoyment and semi-passive income are both parts of our lifestyle?
Right. So the first thing I believe is very, very important is to realize who you are and what you really want. And I think that's the hardest part. Lots of people are confused. And sometimes I believe people get, you know, too caught up in passion, looking for passion, which again, I'm all for passion in business. I think that for the long term, it's great if you can do what you're passionate about. But whenever asked by someone about the step, especially if it's someone really, really young. So again, I'm not that ancient. I'm just about to turn 35. But, you know, when I say young people, I refer to someone like your age. So, you know, 20. Oh, Marta, but I don't know what to do because I can't find my passion. So my advice is always start just by taking action, because taking any action is better than just by thinking too much and contemplating too much. And I think that what I did, it can also be transferred to, it's something that can be applied to other situations, because at the end of the day, everyone can change their environment and make that decision. And I would say the biggest mistake that people make in terms of an online business or making money online, things of that nature, starting any business, is that they try to copy someone else. For example, if you hate writing and reading, why would you try to be like Steve Scott? You know, some people, for example, they are very skilled in terms of doing social media and video and YouTube. So for someone like that, as a business model, it would make more sense to do YouTube, create courses, high quality courses, and start from there without thinking, oh no, but this guy, he makes this and that doing that business model. Or perhaps some people just enjoy putting themselves out there like straight from the beginning, which, for example, it's something that I really, really admire because I've been more shy and introvert. But again, to be successful online, there are so many business models, like you don't really have to put yourself out there unless it's required by your business model. So again, my first advice is to really dive deep in terms of who you are, what you want. Are you introvert or extrovert? And in terms of business, what would you prefer? Do you prefer to do something like we do? So selling, you know, information, whether it's through books or courses or coaching. Would you like to, for example, in terms of your channel, do you prefer to do blogging or a podcast or a YouTube? Maybe you can do everything eventually when you have a team. Or perhaps you're this kind of person who just wants to create brands, you know, physical products. So then maybe you should be doing Amazon FBA dropshipping and create something that you can sell. I mean, there are so many opportunities. And I think it's becoming a bit of a problem in a way that people get too distracted by what's out there without focusing on who they are and what they want. So this is something I really enjoy doing, by connecting with people, just asking them questions. And this is something I think I'm pretty good at, helping people unleash what they already have inside, which can help them get closer to their goals that they have with the lifestyle design, no happiness, living on the terms, and also an online business that can help someone.
And I really like how you mentioned that, like, for some people, like, it's like they are good at writing content. This is what they should focus on. For other people, yeah, like, maybe they don't like writing content. So, like, you don't want to be like Steve Scott, for instance, if you don't enjoy to write content. So it's best to choose the style that works best for you. But one of the things I feel like we do when we create our ideal lifestyles is we dream big. And yes, that is a good thing. Dream big. Like, I yeah. do that very frequently. But how can we feel like our ideal lifestyle is attainable? Because some people dream big, and when they think about getting there, they don't know what to do.
Right. So there's one book I would actually really recommend. It's called Reality Transurfing. Some people can call it woo-woo. I think it's very practical. You know, it's kind of like law of attraction kind of a thing. But with this book, Reality Transurfing, again, it was written by a Russian guy, and Eastern Europeans are usually very to the point. So it's a book that talks about self-image. And it's something I've been investigating obsessively in the last year. Actually, right now, I'm writing a book related to confidence and self-image, because I realized that I was leaving lots of money on the table in my first business because of my self-image, because of that. So how is self-image related to lifestyle and having this dream and making it happen? Well, first of all, when you have that dream, you really must believe that it's attainable. And not just on a conscious level, like, yeah, of course, yeah, I want to make seven figures. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, everyone is getting excited in Facebook groups. But then the next step is you really need to understand that there's going to be struggles, challenges, you're going to suffer. So there's only two options. One is to accept and take the whole package. So you go all in, you have this dream, and you just do whatever it takes. Of course, you don't want to sacrifice your health or, you know, do any like crazy things that can negatively impact your health. So I'm not talking about banging your head against the wall, but just do that. So if your goal is to quit your job and to move to another country, and you are postponing this goal, you know, you are thinking that first you need to have this business and that business or have different businesses, I think it makes more sense to align yourself, like fuse yourself with that goal with your actions. If you want to be making seven figures, which I'm still not there, right? But I have this thing in my mind. So I know that to get there, I will have to become a different person. So I'm studying people who are at that level financially, and I study the lifestyle, I study their habits, I study what they do, and I even study their way of thinking. And I know that they do things differently. They have different mindsets and different habits, and some things that scare me, you know, for them, it's really as easy as going out and buying a newspaper. So when you dream big, when you have that goal, when you have that vision, first of all, every day you must take consistent action. So a method that I recommend, and it's something I've been doing pretty consistently in the past few years. So it's a journaling method that I created for myself. I don't know, maybe other people do it as well or do something similar. I've noticed that people who achieve their goals on a consistent basis do something similar. So for me, it's something I call the free and free method. And first, what I do every morning, I write down three things I'm grateful for, and then three things for my vision. So it's something I still haven't accomplished, but I align myself, I tune myself in, right? So if your goal is to have an amazing villa in the Mediterranean and this and that, then you want to write it down. Or, you know, I'm not really into cars, but lots of my male friends are into cars. They want to have some specific car, so you can write that down. Or sometimes you get more, you know, sometimes you don't really feel that materialistic. You feel like you want to have a positive impact, which I think both motivations are very important. So again, you want to write it down. And then finally, the last part, I think the most important part, you want to focus on 3 actions today that will help you get closer to that vision, and taking action from this place of abundance and confidence that it's already there, that you can do it. But again, you must tune in with your action. So one of my mentors, his name is Rafał Mazur, and I mentioned him as well in my book. He's a Polish guy, so all this content, everything is for the Polish market, so I can only translate. So he says that at the end of the day, actions are your ultimate affirmation. So this is what I do. This is a part of my morning ritual, which again, I like to keep very short and sweet and very to the point. I love self-development, but in a practical way. So practical things to help you stay motivated, confident, your self-image, and I think with that, that's already, you know, your mindset, that's 80% of success. And when you have that, you will feel confident and inspired to reach out to the right people, to reach out to the right mentors. Right now, I'm going to start working with a new mentor, and it is scary. It is very scary, but I tell myself that, hey, you know, those people I admire, people who are on the level where I want to be at, this is what they do. And it's very natural for them. So this is my best advice in terms of designing or creating your lifestyle as you dream big, which I think is very important. Have those daily actions, those milestones, and keep going. Because small actions are better than not doing anything, and motivation is created in motion.
Marta, a lot of great advice there. A big theme on being very intentional with all the actions you're taking and taking some time to reflect as well. So like, a lot of stuff that you said was really spot on. So I think breakthrough success listeners just really take that to heart, especially like writing down 3 big actions that you're going to take. One of the things I want to ask though is that, as I mentioned, like there's some people who feel like that they have this lifestyle design for themselves. They're not necessarily moving that direction. What do you believe holds most people back from being able to live the lifestyle they want to live?
So I would say it's actually what I'm going to say. It's inspired. It's borrowed from Tony Robbins. And he says that it has to be inspiration or desperation or frustration. So, you know, in my case, I was just in a situation where I had to make it happen. So always coming from this low income level, like, you know, not feeling very comfy. And then I've noticed that the best periods of time in my business, it was always when something negative happened. So I got scared, and that would make me motivated. Whereas all those periods of time where I would just stay on the same level and felt burned out. And it's really funny because you can feel burned out because you get stuck on the same level, and it's mental and emotional burnout. So it was because I was feeling too comfortable with my situation. So while I don't want to sound too condescending or anything like that, because I've been there as well, at certain stages, the first question would be, hey, am I getting too comfy? Because this can be a case, you know, there are so many people who have this well-paid job, and I've never been in that situation because all my jobs were very low end. So, and at the same time, I didn't have children or family I had to support. So maybe for me, it was easier to quit because I wasn't really parting with something that would pay me a lot of money. And I know that some people have really well-paid jobs, which they hate, but they get some comfort, some sense of security, and it's usually what makes them stuck. From my experience, like what I've seen online, and again, I talk about it in my book, all my friends who started with me around the same period of time, they were all broke or, you know, near broke, and it was just that desperation to, like it really has to work. I really need to make it happen. So that's first situation. And then also another question would be in inspiration. Am I like, what am I doing to stay inspired? Because sometimes people, they just don't believe that it's possible, or perhaps they listen to some podcasts, watch some videos, you know, read some books, but deep inside they feel like they can't really do it, which again goes to self-image and confidence. So I would really recommend even going on YouTube and looking for self-image hypnosis, things like that. I'm not an expert in hypnosis, but it's something that I use for myself personally, and it's very relaxing as well. So this is what I would recommend to unstuck people if, you know, if they feel stuck in this old way, in this old lifestyle design, because what you want, it's already there. There is this new version of you doing what you want to be doing what you love. And, you know, having this income, this lifestyle, it's already there. But the question is, are you that person now? Like, are you tuned in with your actions and with how you react to things? And finally, everything is a journey. So some people, they just have this get rich quick mindset, or they want to accomplish everything fast without failing. And today I realized, because this morning I was actually on a call with a potential mentor who accepted me. So I'm very, very happy for that. But, you know, he said that he has so many people who ask him, hey, can you mentor me? And he asked, okay, so how many times have you failed and what have you done? And I was talking to him, you know, explaining everything I've done, both in terms of success and failing. And then I realized that if it hadn't been for my failures, he wouldn't have accepted me, because I wouldn't be coachable right now. So one thing will always lead to the next thing. And when you have a look at my journey, it really started 20 years ago, right? And English is not even my first language, yet I established businesses in that language, in, you know, publishing, media. And if I could do it working hard, most people who ask themselves this question, can I do it as well? They can do it. It doesn't have to be exactly what I did in terms of a niche or business model, but they just need to focus on what they can do best and just stick to one thing until successful.
Marta, I really like that focus on one, and also the sense where you said like the coziness factor, like it could be like the reason you feel stuck is maybe you're cozy with that current status. So making yourself uncozy can really make a big difference. Yeah. And another thing that can make a big difference, you were talking about this a little earlier, is the importance of reading books. And with that in mind, I'm wondering if you could share with us three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Okay, so books in terms of entrepreneurship, business, self-help, or like a mix?
A mix would be perfect.
I'm going to do a mix, maybe. I'm going to do a mix because, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, also what I'm trying to do is with my Marta Magdalena brand and my blog is that I try to mix the best of practical, you know, online business, entrepreneurship, marketing with self-development that, again, is practical. So not necessarily woo-woo and trying to be aligned to the universe while meditating on the beach. And again, I do align myself with the universe, you know, for relaxation, but it's not really one of those activities that can help you get to the next level in terms of income. So books. Number one, it would be MJ DeMarco, The Millionaire Fastlane, and also his second book, Unscripted. So he's probably one of my favorite entrepreneurs. So it's a book about mindset and really focusing on your market and also how to follow your passion, because lots of people want to do something that they love. And again, I said that I'm all for passion, but that passion must translate to something that other people want and need. So you could be, you know, passionate about fitness, and you could be posting pictures of you working out and whatnot. But if you don't identify this niche, this segment in your market and what they want, and if you don't deliver that value for your product and service, you will not be profitable. So this is one of those things that I learned from MJ DeMarco. And it's this kind of a book that is very honest, direct, So for people who get offended because there is some F word or, you know, things of that nature, I would warn against it. However, it's what makes us uncomfortable that leads to success. So when reading those business books, I think it's very important to get rid of your ego and just relax and be open to learning. The second book, which is in terms of online marketing, it's called The 7 Rules of Direct Response Marketing, and the author is Phil Bardella, and he also has an amazing YouTube channel. So great advice in terms of marketing. And what I got from that book is to avoid hope marketing. I think it's something that we have all been guilty of. So hope marketing is when you focus on those vanity numbers in terms of how many followers or how many this and that. So what he told me is that you can be profitable with a very small following, very small email list, as long as you keep it targeted and really master your message and your marketing. So direct response is something that I'm currently studying, something I really enjoy. There's lots of psychology in there as well. And the third book, it's going to be more about self-development. So Brendan Burchard, I'm not sure I pronounce his name right. And the title was, hold on, it was High Performance Habits. Yeah, I believe that was the title. So it's a great book in terms of your energy, your mindset, and like really mastering yourself. And that book really helped me when I felt burned out. I realized that, you know, I wasn't really on the right track of hustle. And one thing that I always say, that health and energy, it's something very, very important. So that book got me back on track in terms of that, you know, doing my morning ritual, staying tuned in and taking care of my energy and mastering my own psychology, my own mindset. I actually listened to that book on audio. He recorded it himself. And then I also got inspiration to start recording books in my own voice. So just got accepted with the first one, my book about motivation. And now we'll do it with the other book. So yeah, there's always something to learn directly and also indirectly, because sometimes someone can do something. For example, Brendan, you know, his book is about self-development. It's not a book trying to inspire you how to record your own audiobook, but I just got that inspiration from him. And another audiobook I would recommend is The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. So again, it's a very practical self-help book to help you take action. And it's something that I use to be up early, which I think is very, very important to get things done. Which again, I'm not a morning person, but I still get up early. just like I'm not a very extrovert person. I'm not good on video. I'm not good on audio, but I still do it. You know, I'm here taking action to overcome that fear and get better. So always learning, applying, and then sharing with other people.
Marta, thank you for sharing with us those great book recommendations. Those will all be in the show notes, marketberry.com/E251. We'll also throw in content marketing secrets in there. You can get your free copy, just pay for shipping, marketberry.com/book. And Podcast Domination, that's the book I'm working on right now. You can also get that, which is currently available for pre-order. That will also be in the show notes. But before we wrap up this episode, Marta, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Okay, one question is, who do I need to become to get what I want? That's the question number one. Who do I need to become? So what's the next version? Like, how am I going to relaunch myself? So who do I need to become to get what I want?
Marta, thank you for sharing with us that great question, all of your insights through our time together. If you guys want to check out Marta, get her books, Lifestyle Business Playbook and Motivation for Entrepreneurs. Also take the time to go to lifestyledesignsuccess.com to learn even more. But Marta, I can't thank you enough for being on Breakthrough Success and sharing your insights with us. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. And very sorry if I ramble on too much. And yes, thank you for this opportunity. I felt a bit nervous, to be honest, at first, but I'm very happy that I made it to the end. And I hope that people will get inspired. Again, you don't have to be perfect to get on podcast. You don't have to be perfect to put yourself out there, and you don't have to be perfect to get started. Just fight your inner demons, believe in yourself, and become the best version of yourself.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn